Good morning. It's great to be virtually with you this morning, as we have been for the last couple of months now. I continue to miss you all a lot. I continue to pray for each one of you, and this message comes with lots of love from me. Today we begin a mini sermon series on prayer. Alistair Watson is going to be preaching the second of our series in a couple of weeks' time. And next week we're having a virtual visit from Bishop Joe, who is due to be with us in the parish on the 10th of May, but can't be now. So today we begin on the topic of prayer, and we're thinking about why we pray. We will be looking at a lot of different verses today, but the main two I've taken as my text for the beginning are Mark chapter 1 verse 35 and Revelation chapter 3 verse 20. But there's quite a few others as well, and I've listed them in the email to help you to be able to refer to them if you wish to, or to refer back to them afterwards if you wish to as well. So Mark chapter 1 verse 35. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. And Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me. So why is it good to pray? If you're at home with others, put me on pause for a moment and have a chat with them about how you'd answer that question. If you're at home by yourself, put me on pause and have a think to yourself for a few moments. How would you answer that question? Put me on pause for a few moments now. Welcome back. Now, I can't take feedback from you today, which would usually be my preference, but there are lots of reasons why it's good to pray. And for our thinking today, I've focused on three main areas. We pray, firstly, because praying builds our relationship with God. Secondly, because we need God's help in our lives. And thirdly, because prayer brings about God's work in the world. So we pray because praying builds our relationship with God. We pray because we need God's help in our lives. And we pray because it brings about God's work in the world. And we're going to think about each of those one at a time. Well, let's begin with praying because it builds our relationship with God. If you remember the Mark reading, Mark chapter 1, verse 35. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. The Bible is full of verses about Jesus taking time to pray. And it's good for us to remember that God feels exactly towards us as he felt towards Jesus. We are his children. He loves us. And just as he met Jesus in prayer, he promises to meet us also when we pray. What's more, praying helps us to know God and the love that he has for us even better. And if we're worried about whether God really cares for us, the other verse, Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, really helps with this. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me. Now, I'd like to imagine for a moment that you are having dinner. You're at home sitting down, maybe with family or friends, maybe on your own. But Jesus comes knocking and asks to come in and join you. All we have to do is open the door and let him enter, and he will come and eat with us. This is a verse which is a spiritual metaphor. It's often used describing the process of letting Jesus into our lives and deciding to follow him. But it also works the same way in inviting God into our prayer lives. God wants a close and deep relationship with each of his children. And the best way that this grows in its closeness and deepness is when we invite him into our lives through the process of prayer. He is standing at the door and knocking. All we have to do is let him in. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verses 16 to 18 tells us that we are to pray continually because this is God's will for us. It says, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So another really good reason to be praying is simply because God asks us to. It's valuable to him. He shows his love to us in all sorts of ways, and one of the ways that we can show our love for him is to pray. In fact, in heaven, prayer is like incense to God. And if you're not sure what incense is, it's a kind of nice smelling aroma. So as well as blessing us, we bless God when we pray and spend time with him. So the first reason we pray is because it builds our relationship with God, which is a two-way thing. The second reason we pray is because we need God's help in our lives. We need God's help in our lives. Now, I have here my phone charger and my phone. And electric chargers are important for our electrical appliances. And we all know what it's like when we need to use our phone or we want to play a computer game and our devices are not charged up. We have to hunt around for the charger or power cord. And it's only when it's eventually found and plugged in that we can continue with our intended activity. Well, that's a little bit like us. We are just like our appliances. We can't go on indefinitely without getting plugged in and charged up. And our spirits can't do this either. We charge up our spirit by spending time with God and praying to him. Just as when we get tired and our bodies become worn down, we have to rest and get our bodies back up, charged up again. By praying, we charge ourselves up spiritually, being refilled with God's Holy Spirit to help us, and then we're ready to go again. Praying makes room for God to help us in other ways as well. Being charged up with God's Holy Spirit helps us to resist temptation. Matthew chapter 26 verse 41 reminds us that forgetting to pray can leave us much more likely to be lured into sin. It says, watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Another way that being charged up with the Holy Spirit helps us is that it helps us to determine God's will in our lives, and a bit like a needle on a compass, to find the right direction. So I have an image of a compass here. And Proverbs chapter 3 verse 6 says that when we allow God to charge up our hearts with his Holy Spirit, he will make our paths straight. A further way that God helps us through prayer is that we can pray to him about the things that we're worried about. And on this picture, I have a picture of a worried man. Philippians chapter 4 verses 6 to 7 tells us that we can tell God anything we like. There's nothing we can't tell him. He knows everything anyway, but he invites us to share our worries because it helps us and it opens the door for him to act in our lives. Those verses, Philippians 4 verses 6 to 7, say, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And Romans chapter 8, verse 26 reminds us that the Holy Spirit himself helps us to pray when we don't know how to. It says, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. So we pray because praying builds our relationship with God. And we pray because we need God's help in our lives. And the third reason why we pray is because prayer brings about God's work in the world. God's work in the world is brought about when we pray to him. There are so many needs in the world, so many people who need help. And these days, with the current situation, we find ourselves in more than ever. And our prayers are a key part of bringing about the changes that are needed in the world, because God invites us to work with him for good. I have as my final image a picture of some armour. And in Ephesians chapter 6, it reminds us that the troubles of this world are not just human struggles. They are spiritual struggles too. And Paul, who wrote Ephesians, tells us to put on the armour of God to protect us and to pray. Every one of us can have an impact in our own families, with our friends, with our colleagues, and right across the world through prayer. Any of us can pray, and every one of us is called to pray. It is one of the gifts that God gives to every one of us completely equally. A man called J.E. Orr once said that every revival in history could be traced to find at its source a group of people gathered for prayer. And of course, God also asks us to be answers to some of the prayers we pray ourselves. In John chapter 14, it reminds us that when we stay charged up with God's Holy Spirit and we are praying and ready, we will do the works that Jesus himself did and even greater ones. And this is because Jesus continues his work in the world today through us. He is in heaven with God the Father praying for us. And when we pray, our prayers are linked with his, helping us to be able to do his work until he returns again. So to recap, we pray because praying builds our relationship with God. Like Jesus, we are God's children and he wants a deep and close relationship with us, and it blesses him as well as us when we pray. We pray also because we need God's help in our lives. We need to keep ourselves charged up and filled with the Holy Spirit so that we can resist temptation and make good choices about the paths we take in life. I'd also take our worries and concerns to God and tell him all about them. And finally, we pray because prayer brings about God's work in the world. There are so many people who need help, and we can bring change to their lives by praying for them and by being willing to be the hands and feet of Jesus in the world today when he calls us to be answers to the prayers we make. So, there's a lot to think about, and prayer is a very topical subject at the moment, and many of us have more time than usual, and prayer is definitely something that God calls us to invest time in. So I'm going to finish with a prayer now. Loving Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the many verses which tell us about prayer within it. We thank you for the example of Jesus, who always set aside time to pray. We pray that you will help us to be people of prayer. Whether this is something which is new to us or we've been doing for many years, we pray that you'll help us to pray new prayers today and this coming week. Help us to honour you and others in this. Amen. Very, very good to see you virtually, as I said. My love to you all. Please do keep staying in contact. I am very much enjoying staying in contact with lots of you, and everyone is welcome to contact me at any time. God bless.